produce is still a bargain at the grocery store. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Overall, food price inflation this year is less than 3% compared to last year, which is exactly in line with the historical average, according to the latest USDA food price outlook. Lower than average increases for center aisle products like cereals are offsetting much higher increases for meats. And despite the drought in California, USDA economist Anne Marie Kuhn says even prices for fruits and vegetables have gone up less than you might think.
California drought really has not yet had a discernible impact on the national prices for either fresh fruits or vegetables. And fresh fruit prices and vegetable prices actually fell in July. However, fresh fruit is up 5.7% from this time in July of 2013. And fresh vegetable prices are actually down 0.5% since July of 2013. And for 2014, we are predicting fresh fruit prices to increase 5 to 6% and fresh vegetable prices to increase 2 to 3%.
And that's mainly due to an abundance of locally grown produce this summer around the country where weather has been more favorable. Next year, Kuhn says they expect price increases to moderate.
Overall, we're projecting food price inflation for all retail foods to increase 2 to 3%. So it's slightly lower than this year's 2.5% to 3.5%, and also a little bit lower than typical average rate of inflation.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.